Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
St. Paul Rodeo Week on New Country 99.5 The Wolf.
Every day this week, we're going to be talking to someone from St. Paul Rodeo, and this guy is a very familiar voice if you've been to the St. Paul Rodeo. Justin, the St. Paul Rodeo announcer.
Tell us how long you've been with the rodeo.
Oh, golly, I've been announcing the rodeo for 20 years.
So what is it that you do when you're not announcing?
Well, this is what I do. This is what I do for a living. I travel the circuit. I go from rodeo to rodeo around the country. I actually live in Oklahoma, and always look forward to making my trip out through the Pacific Northwest on several occasions. There are several rodeos I've announced over the years, including St. Paul and the Pendleton Roundup and Ellensburg, Washington, and it is certainly a favorite place for me to go to for many reasons over the 4th of July, as we're talking about St. Paul specifically, because it is such a wonderful example of what small town America is all about in terms of everything good. Friends and neighbors helping each other out, and you know, just a true spirit of camaraderie and unity. And I mean, it's just what America was built on, hard work and giving back to the community and outside the community. You know, a big part of the people that come to the rodeo come from Portland and small farming community of St. Paul lives and loves to share the rural lifestyle, the cowboy attitude of courage, and the pride in America that is just thriving still today in rural America. We love sharing that.
Once again, we are talking to Justin, the announcer of the St. Paul Rodeo.
I mean, we're asking for 20 years here, but do you have a special memory of the rodeo that you would like to share with us?
Oh, wow. There is so many good memories about St. Paul. You know, for me, the sunsets are absolutely spectacular, especially from the announcer stand, because I've got a little bit of an advantage being elevated off the ground quite a bit. And we can look to the west when the sun is going down and the rodeo has been going for about an hour. We can look over there and we can see that sun setting behind those mountains, and it truly is a purple mountain majesty, especially with the American flags flying and the fireworks. And after an opening ceremony, you know, the opening ceremony is most memorable for me. Because, I mean, rodeo is very patriotic, and rodeo takes a lot of pride in bringing the American flag in, and even a public prayer. I mean, it's very rare that you go to a rodeo and there is not a public prayer. So for me, my greatest memories, I mean, I get chills every performance for 20 years when I see those local St. Paul farmers and businessmen a horseback with that American flag, and they come racing around that arena, and the crowd is roaring and full of not only pride for the rodeo, but just we take a moment to pause and be thankful for the freedoms that we have as Americans. And it's a very special time. It's very humbling, and it's just so authentic. It's so real. People that are there love our country and are proud of our country.
My boss wants me to ask, do you have a catchphrase?
Do I have a catchphrase? Yeah. How about, that bull threw that cowboy higher than the crowd at a Grateful Dead concert? How's that one?
That's perfect. Well, thank you so much. It was a joy to talk to you. We're bummed that we don't get to meet you in person this year, but we'll be back next year.
Looking forward to next year, indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.